The green IT model performance architecture is, simply put, an approach for managing the various disparate green IT initiatives you would have across your enterprise, whether it's centered on energy savings that comes from reduction in electricity usage, whether it's looking at things such as server virtualization, printer virtualization, leveraging things like telework, et cetera. It pulls all of those things together and gives you one view across the entire enterprise's green IT program so that decision makers can use one tool to model various scenarios of what they can do, various levers they can exercise when it comes to green IT that they can then put into place either by policy, by leveraging systems, and then being able to track those on the back end to see if the savings that you project up front you can actually realize on the back end.
We're sitting here, you have your iPad out, one of the test pilots, and you're showing me a screenshot. Go through a little bit. Does it show the manager or the person kind of running the greening program?
We run a pilot of this up at the Lebanon, Pennsylvania VA Medical Center. And what we did there, we sat down with the medical center director, the local facility chief information officer, the IT folks there, and as well as the folks that run the actual engineering of the campus there that run electrical systems, et cetera, and begun working with them to make some decisions and model decisions around telework, around things like printer consolidations, around device configurations, such as when the devices turn themselves on versus turn themselves off, and looking at server virtualizations as well, and really design a green IT program that is specifically suited to the needs of that facility. And so you may have one facility saying, because of the nature of that facility, that they can look at device configurations in terms of when computers can turn themselves on and off, when floor-level routers can turn themselves on and off, and that sort of thing, where other facilities may actually be a lot more mission-critical and may need to run 24/7, et cetera. But you have the ability to tailor your green IT program to meet the needs of your business. And that way, once you tailor it, you understand the various decisions you have to make. You make those decisions, you can then either enact policies, you can actually have systems settings changed to reflect those decisions, and it will actually show you the different savings you can get from those, and after implementing this, you can actually track those on the back end as well.
Now, the thing about this dashboard is it allows you to say, for instance, if you want telework, 20% of the employees telework, or 10%. It shows you the different savings that are potentially there based on the analysis. So it seems to give the ability of the user to try out different scenarios and see which one maybe makes most sense and which one, where's the best bang for the buck?
Absolutely. Not just that. You actually can look at making decisions whether or not 20% teleworking is right for a facility versus 19 versus 10. It allows you to determine what works best for you. And then from that, it tells you, based on the decisions you've made and the decisions you're looking to implement, you know, what your annualized cost savings would come from in terms of your entire green IT program. It can even get into some of the granularities in terms of looking, when you implement green IT, how many fewer cars you have on the road, how many fewer people you have commuting. It can tell you, you know, what the carbon footprint reduction in that would be. But most folks who are running business, running a part of the government, are very much interested in the financial impact of green IT. At the end of the day, it's a business you're running, and green IT makes a lot of sense because it has a tremendously positive impact on your ability to run that business. You know, in this day and age, you know, in the federal government, we're not likely to see massive increases in or to the levels we've maybe had in previous years in terms of IT budgets. So it's very important that we look at cost savings and a lot of efficiencies in how we operate to be able to self-fund increases in costs going into the future.
This is a pilot program now at Lebanon Valley in Pennsylvania, the medical facility. What kind of benefits are they seeing? What kind of results are they seeing?
At the Lebanon VA Medical Center, what they've projected is $178,000 worth of annualized savings. Right now, they've implemented about 60% of that, so they're seeing about 60% of that savings. But most importantly, than just the money they're saving, they're getting a better understanding of how those decisions impact their operational performance. In some instances, they've made some decisions after beginning the process to actually do things such as increase the degree to which their device configuration settings were implemented. So they're actually shutting down computers for more hours than they projected. That way, now they're seeing more of a savings. So in many instances, you may find that as you go through the process, you actually may get more efficiency than originally projected. And these savings, it's very critical to point out, are not one-time savings. These are year-over-year savings. You're actually dropping the cost curve of delivering IT services. And actually not just IT, because some of these savings come in a variety of different ways. It actually comes in things like your electrical utilization, cooling, and that sort of thing as well.
Any plans to expand this beyond Lebanon Valley right now?
We're definitely looking at this program being expanded through other places in the VA. We're in late stage right now selecting some additional facility. We may try it at some facilities that are less mission critical as we go forward, and you're likely to see more of this in the next couple of years or so.
The other thing about this is the development. Give me a sense of how it was developed. Is this a commercial off-the-shelf technology? Is this something VA did internally?
We leveraged a small vendor who came in. This is a service-disabled, veteran-owned small business that we've been working with. We've partnered with them. A lot of the development you've seen is a culmination of a number of things we've been doing. The framework we're using for the architecture is something we've been doing for quite some time. It builds on agile software development principles. So it's not something you're likely to see that's highly proprietary that you have to go out and buy a special software or use a certain vendor to do. These are all things that you can probably find that many of the small vendors out there can actually come in and do as well. The biggest thing we're doing is pulling things together so that you have the visibility and transparency into what you're doing.
Roughly what was the cost to VA to develop this?
Cost of VA to implement this was about $150,000. So immediately the first year savings had a positive ROI. So these kinds of initiatives don't cost a lot to implement, and they have very, very quick paybacks in what we've been seeing so far.
Are there other features you're going to add to the software program right now?
Right now, it's an architecture, so it's very flexible. If there are additional categories of savings that you may find, it's very easy to really include those into the overall architecture. So it's not a case where there's a set feature set that we're going out with. We certainly have the flexibility to adapt and change these things as we go to different facilities, different offices.